大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus.
Welcome to the Cross Culture Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, here's something that is probably quite appropriate for the month of June, as they speak of, what do they call it?
June Bride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. June Bride. Right. So why don't we talk about weddings?
That sounds good.
Yeah. And I understand you had a wedding in the state of Hawaii?
That's right. I wasn't a June bride, unfortunately, though. I was a November bride, which actually isn't an expression. But yes, that's right. I got married in Hawaii a few years ago.
I wonder if you were dressed in bikinis.
for the beach wedding. Well, you know, we did get married right next to the beach, but we decided to go for a little more of a traditional type of wedding dress and tuxedo combination. Yeah.
Oh, great. So there certainly are terms that we need to know about American-style weddings, such as, what do you call those people, you know, like bridesmaid, did you say?
Yeah, that's right, bridesmaids, you know, and this is interesting. I think, you know, as you know very well, you know, Western-style weddings have become very popular in Japan over the years. But one tradition that hasn't really made it across to Japan is this tradition of having bridesmaids and groomsmen. In your wedding or in your bridal party, you could say. And bridesmaids are usually the very close friends, you know, the best friends or very close relatives, sisters, maybe cousins of the bride. She invites them to be part of what's known as a bridal party. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't mean an actual, you know, party, you know, having fun type of party. This is just the group of people who participate in the ceremony and also in the reception. Bridesmaids, you know, the number of bridesmaids varies from wedding to wedding. So some brides might just choose one. Just one very close friend or maybe their sister to have as a bridesmaid. I've seen weddings with as many as 10. I think there can be more than that. But on average, I would say that brides usually have between 4 and 6 bridesmaids to be with them at the wedding. And in my case, I had 5. I had my 3 sisters, one of my cousins, and I also asked my husband's sister to stand up with me as a bridesmaid. Now, what's interesting, and I think maybe some of our listeners may have seen this in pictures or perhaps in movies, is that the bridesmaids all wear the same style and color dress, usually. So, of course, the bride has her own white wedding dress, but the bridesmaids might all wear the same, you know, blue dress or pink dress or something like that. The bride will choose the dress and ask the bridesmaids to wear that. Some brides nowadays will, you know, allow their bridesmaids to wear whatever they'd like. But I think it's still most common that they'll all dress in the same style. For the groomsmen, now the groomsmen are the kind of male equivalent of bridesmaids. It'll be the close friends or relatives of the groom. And generally, they will all dress in a similar style as well. Wearing all the same style tuxedo or another formal suit. Now, for the kind of head bridesmaid and the head groomsman, there's a special title. You call it, for a bridesmaid, it's the maid of honor if she's single. If she's married, she's called the matron of honor. So in my case, my older sister was my maid of honor. And the following year, my older sister got married and she asked me to be her matron of honor because I was already married. In the groomsman case, the head groomsman is called the best man. And again, this would be the groom's best friend or perhaps brother in this scenario. And the bridesmaids and groomsmen, they sometimes do things before the wedding to help the bride and groom too. So the bridesmaids, they might help, you know, maybe with the wedding planning. But what they're usually known for doing is organizing or throwing some parties. You know, they'll organize something called a bridal shower, which is a nice casual party usually held during the day, usually only women attending. And they'll organize something called a bachelorette party. Now, the groomsmen will organize, the male equivalent called the bachelor party. And these parties are very interesting. You know, they're held at night. And in both cases, they're meant to represent the kind of last night of freedom before the bride and groom become a married couple. Now, sometimes these are very, you know, casual, relaxed, laid-back events, you know, just a quiet dinner with friends. But in many cases, they can be wild and crazy nights, you know. It might be a few days before the wedding, in some cases the night before the wedding, though it's probably not a great idea. But, you know, they'll go out to bars or clubs and just have a really great time drinking a lot and dancing, for example.
さて、まあ、6月ということでジューンブライドということで、まあ、いいテーマじゃないかなと思うんですが、実はハワイで結婚式を挙げたスーザンさんにですね、いろいろな経験を交えてお話をいただいたんですが、さすがにですね、いくらハワイでやったと言っても結婚式はビキニではなかったようですけれども、さて、いろんな表現が出てきましたね。 Bridesmaid という人が新婦の側にはいて、それに相当する男性の側、新郎の方には Groomsman という人がいるんですね。で、これはまあ、親友か親しい親戚からですね、まあ一番少ない場合1人ですけれども、多い場合には10人くらいいる場合もあると。スーザンさんの場合5人だったそうですね。で、この人たちの中の Maid of Honor is just one person?
Usually just one person. Once in a while, they'll have two maids of honor, but generally speaking, it's one.
はは。一人、あるいはまあ、たまに二人ということもあるかもしれないけれども、ということで、この bridesmaids の中のヘッドになる方が、maid of honor というんですね。これはまあ、未婚の場合。で、既婚の場合には、matron of honor というふうに呼ばれるそうでありますね。男性の場合はベストマンと言うんですが、まあなんといっても私の興味があるのはですね、よく映画なんかで出てくるですね、式の前にやるどんちゃん騒ぎと、よく、まあ、どんちゃん騒ぎって言い方が正しいかどうかわかりませんけど、バチェラーパーティーっていうのはですね、まあ独身最後だぜ、盛り上がろうぜっていうんで、まあいろんな中身はいろいろなんでしょうね。まああんまりですね、この品のいい当番組で言えないようなこともいろいろやってるようですけど、実際にはね、まあワイルドだとかね。スーザンさんは interesting っていう言い方をして、こういう単語はですね、いわゆる euphemism、 婉曲語法なんですね。あんまりはっきり言えないから、婉曲的に interesting、こうね、興味深い言ってるわけですが、相当ワイルドな中身のようですよね。女性の方はまあ男ほどどんちゃん騒ぎにはならないのかもしれませんが、 Bachelor、 独身者を表すこの単語の最後に ETTE というのをくっつけて Bachelorette というふうに言うんだそうですね。これが女性版です。このパーティーをやっぱり女性側はやるそうなんですけどね。まあ品がいいんでしょうね。Your bachelorette party, I suspect, was a very elegant, decent party.
I think I didn't really have a traditional bachelorette party. I did have dinner with friends. But, you know, I have to say that some bachelorette parties do get just as wild as the bachelor parties for the men.
なるほどね。まあ、スーザンさんの場合には品が良かったんだと思うんですが、中には相当ですね、羽目を外すケースもあるようであります。Okay, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase is a match made in heaven.Now, a match made in heaven is used to refer to an ideal partnership. Now, it usually refers to married couples, or romantically involved couples, but sometimes it can be used to refer to other kinds of partnerships. So you could say, I'm so happy Cindy and Rob are getting married. They're a match made in heaven.
というわけですね。Match made in heaven。まあ、直訳すると、天国で作られた組み合わせ。というんですが、これはまあ、カップルを指すので、結婚しているカップルであっても、結婚していないカップルであっても、構わないわけなんですね。この、一緒になるべくしてなっている二人。というのを、match made in heaven。本当になるべくして、会うべきして、結婚した二人。そういうですね、よく日本語では赤い糸で結ばれてるなんて、見えるのかよなんてね、時々言ったりなんかしますけれども。さあ、それでは例文です。
I'm so happy Cindy and Rob are getting married. They're a match made in heaven.
というわけですね。What's the next one?
Well, the next one is to throw a party. Now, to throw a party is just another way of saying to have a party, to give or host a party. So, for example, you could say, we're throwing a party to celebrate Ashley's college graduation next Saturday.
さあ、次はですね、ボキャブラリーを増やすのに非常に良い、まあ、表現だと思いますね。パーティーを日本語では、まあ、催すとか持つとかやるとか開くとか、いろいろな動詞を使うことが可能だと思いますね。英語でも同様です。パッとすぐに頭に浮かぶのは have a party, give a party あたりだろうと思うんですが、今回は throw 投げるというですね、throw, T-H-R-O-W であります。throw a party とよく言います。説明の中で、スーザンさんは host a party。host も動詞として使う。これもぜひ覚えておかれるといいと思いますね。では、例文をもう一度。
We're throwing a party to celebrate Ashley's college graduation next Saturday.
と、いうわけですね。結婚、ウェディングに関することでしたがね、皆さんの周りでも結婚式あるんじゃないんでしょうかね。 See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナ
ー Sponsored by Olympus.
いつもクロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きいただきましてありがとうございます。語学学習の方法はいろいろとありますが、気軽に始められるのはラジオやテレビの語学講座ですよね。でも今までは聞ける時間帯や学習する場所の制約から長続きしないという方も多かったんではないでしょうか。そんな方にはオリンパスのラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 をぜひおすすめしたいと思います。 PJ10 はポケットやカバンに入れて気軽に持ち運ぶことができるラジオサーバーです。 AM、FM はもちろん、テレビの1から3チャンネルの音声放送に対応したチューナーが搭載されています。ですからもちろん総合も教育テレビも NHK バッチリですね。学習中の語学講座を自宅だけではなくて通勤や通学の途中などで聞くことができます。録音予約は最大20件、2ギガの内蔵メモリーを搭載して135時間も録音することができます。聞きたい講座の放送時間に別のことをしていても PJ10 がしっかり録音します。録音した番組は多彩で便利な再生機能を使って効率的に学習できます。例えばもはや語学学習になくてはならない早聞き遅聞き機能、音程が変わらずに再生するので違和感なく聞き取れます。再生速度も 50% から 200% まで対応します。そして前回の再生停止位置を自動的に記憶するしおり機能、電源を切った場合も有効なので次に電源を入れた時に前回の続きから学習できます。さらに聞きたい部分だけを再生する部分リピート再生、それから聞きたいところの頭出しが任意にできるインデックスマーク機能、こういった機能もついています。1ファイルにつき16個のマークをつけることが可能なので、キーフレーズごとの学習などに威力を発揮しますね。ラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップでお買い求めいただけます。詳しくは voicetrek.jp に今すぐアクセスしてください。時間や場所に左右されず、好きな場所で好きな時に語学学習を続けたいというあなたにまた一つ強い味方が増えましたね。